Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We just stop by to say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us all night long, kept us from seen and unseen danger. We just say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. If it had not been for him, where would I be this day? And I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father. We just come with a humble heart and stretch out arms today to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives today. Order our footsteps today. Lead and direct us in all truth today, Lord God. Because it's all about you, not about me, Lord God. You're the reason for this season. You're the reason that I breathe today, and I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. He said, if he be lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. So we come to lift him up this morning and praise him for his drawing power, his wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May he be glorified. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name today. We come to welcome him in our services on today, to have his way in our services on today, rule and reign in our service today, Lord God. Drive out every spirit in the services, not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our service today, from the pulpit to the back door, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, and to the children's church, Lord God. Have your way today, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God. As he continues to pour out to your people near and far, Father God, continuously bless him, continuously strengthen him, Lord God, his inner man, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep your arms around the whole entire Matthew family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We lift up Mother Allen and her entire family today, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing in them, through them, and for them, Lord God. We thank you that you are a lung specialist for our brother today, Lord God. You're continually building his lungs up for you get the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Continually lift up Pastor Leona to you today, God. You her lung specialist as well, Lord God. Bring her oxygen level up, knowing what she can get off her oxygen, Father God. You able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God. Because the Spirit of the living God can penetrate her body, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And drive out everything that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Father God. We come to thank you for being Dr. Jesus, the great physician, the CEO of the universe. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. And we just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for giving us our daily bread today. We thank you for meeting all our daily needs on today, Lord God. Because your word says you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Your word also say you daily load us with benefits, and we say thank you. Your word also say forget not our benefits. Healing is a benefit on this side. Hallelujah, because there's no sickness in heaven. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, Father God. We thank you for being a fence around them, Father God. We thank you we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones still in the land of the living with us today. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for your many promises, Lord God. That no weapon formed against your children shall come rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord. We lift up the sick and the shut in their homes today, Father God. We thank you for making house calls on today, Lord God. Healing and deliverance, setting free, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for stopping by all the hospitals on today, going from floor to floor, room to room, creating miracle signs and wonders, and we say thank you. Thank you for stopping by the nursing homes all over the land today, Father God, going from room to room, floor to floor, Father God, creating miracle signs and wonders, Father God. You the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not, Lord God. The same healing you did over 2,000 years ago, you're doing it today, Father God. And we say thank you. Because ain't nothing new up under the sun. The same sickness and diseases they had back then, they're not. It's got a different name, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Father God. You went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. Stop by our neighborhood today, Lord God. Stop by our hospitals today, Lord God. Stop by the homeless today and heal and deliver. Someone homeless might even know they sick in their bodies, Father God. So we ask you to stop by there as well, Father God. Heal and deliver the homeless, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, the season is changing, Lord God. It's getting cold out here, God. They need a roof over their head, warm clothes on their body, hot meal in their stomach, Father God. Open the doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open for the homeless all over the land. And we just say thank you. Or we just come to bless your name today. We lift up our neighbors to you today, Father God. Come in our neighborhoods today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free today, God, that only you can do. All power is in your hands. All wonder-working power moving in this hour, may you be glorified. Not me, but you, God. It's about me doing your will and your way. And I say, have your way in our life. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. So we come in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to tear down strongholds of depression. Oppression in the mighty name of Jesus. We come to tear down that suicide demon. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We drive it to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord. We thank you for keeping all children safe from all harm and danger in these schools, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them from pedophiles, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't even love ourselves, God. And we just say thank you. We ask you to have your way in our services on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, in every church that's teaching the true living word of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that's not adding nothing to and not taking nothing from the word. And we say thank you. Oh, we ask you to have your way today, Lord God. Rule and reign in Saginaw, Lord God. Have many loved ones there, Father God. Just rule and reign in Saginaw, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover Saginaw from corner to corner, top to bottom, side to side. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are nothing without you, Father. Absolutely nothing, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we come to cast all our cares on your shoulders. Your shoulders are equipped to carry every burden and every weight. I have not. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up all your intercessors out near and far today, Father God. Continuously pour back into them as they pour out to your people, God. We thank you and bless your holy name today, God. Oh, we just say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We love you. We need you, Lord God. Lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. She faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. Continuously bless her, Lord God. Continuously strengthen her, Lord God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. Mother Siggy and her entire family, just continue to bless them, Lord God. And meet every need they stand in need of according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all bereaved families, known and unknown, today to you, Father God. We thank you for being their comforter. We thank you for being their guide. We thank you for walking with them through this time of bereavement, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. Oh, we come to magnify your name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we could live and have our being in you. We say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We magnify your name today. Have your way in our service. Have your way in our homes. Have your way in our neighborhoods. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in the White House, Father God. For Biden and Harris, Father God. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare your promises today. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're nothing without you, Lord. Have your way. Thank you, Lord.
Dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable God. It doesn't matter what goes my way, you are still God. Intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, excess love. You love me too much. Excess love. Thank you for loving me too much. Unconditionally love. Thank you for loving me too much. Thank you for loving me too. Thank you for loving me too much. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been without you? You love me too much. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between. No, I'm my, now you be the most high king. Eche to biezike, odiro yedika king. I'm my, now you be the most high king. Eche to biezike, odiro yedika. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made a way.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, just got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Through the noise, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
But not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around for me,
around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me, around for me,
it's turning around.
Turning around.
I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. Turning around for me. It won't.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet LaRon Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin,
Ty Trevette, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
God bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome each and every one of you to an awesome prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews. And I believe you're going to be in for a treat on today. We're thanking you for the many of you who join us and connect with us as we share the word of the Lord God around the world. And we bless the Lord for you. You and you on today. Such a powerful time in the season that we are in. Yeah, the season that we're in. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing with us and for us on today. I want to thank those who are listening from around the world. Amen. Those who are listening in from Sierra Leone, those who are listening in from West Africa, we bless the Lord for you as well, too. Those who are listening in from Argentina, those who are joining us from different sectors of the world, we honor the Lord for you on today. Thank you for joining us as we're going to share today. I believe this is going to be a powerful word from the Lord for your life and life changing. So as you prepare to share with others and join us today, let us go right into the word of the Lord God. Just want to prepare the people for our New Year celebration coming up. We're going to look forward to a powerful time. We want you to be part of it. And surely I don't want you to miss it at all. Amen. As you're coming in, please share with many people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify, we magnify. And God, we certainly extol your name. We thank you for who you are and what you are to us. You said in your word, God, come boldly before the throne of grace in time of help. And God, we realize and recognize that our nation needs you. All seven continents stand to me. And in the name of Jesus, God, we bind, rebuke, renounce, and denounce every demonic surveillance that have been sent against the people of God to decode us. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of confusion. We overrule every diabolical intent of the hand of the enemy and release the power of your anointing. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing in this season and hour in Jesus' name. And now, God, let there be no interference in any atmosphere. And God, we overrule every trochospheres and biospheres and lithospheres. And we come against hemispheres, distractions right now. And we come against the mind that's been overwhelmed with pressure, issues, stresses, problems, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger. God, in the name of Jesus, overturn all of those things. And God, let your perfect will be done. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. All right. Thanks to God. We bless the Lord. Now, those who have been following us, we bless you on today. Continue to follow us as we share the word of the Lord God. And we've been sharing from the book of Daniel, chapter number, actually we've been speaking specifically throughout the chapters in the book of Daniel. However, we're going to go right into the book of Daniel, chapter number one. And then we're going to move to the book of Jeremiah. For the sake of time and those things that's needed, we want you to kind of govern yourself accordingly. Please share with others. There's a lot of haters that don't want to share because they specialize in investing in me and not in God. So we want everybody to invest in God and not the prophet on today. Amen. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God for such a time as this and bless God's people. The book of when you begin to read and study the poetic books, the prophetic books, what you have to understand about the prophetic books is that the five major books are considered major for the sole purpose of hidden and encrypted codes in those books. in those five major books and four prophets, those are encrypted codes in there. So therefore, the information that's in there, it will be revealed to you once you understand exactly the detail of who you are in God. Now, if I share with you the book of Isaiah, it means Yahweh is salvation. That's the book. That's the book. If I tell you that it's 66 books are encrypted in codes to reveal to you, every book leads you to understanding who Yeshua is and the Messiah, not a Mason order, Messiah. It brings you to understand exactly the details of the structure of what's to come and to align people up to knowing that's the only way to Yeshua or to Elohim, to get to the divine will of God and understand all of the specific details of getting to his divine will. But not only that, I want you to listen to this. When you get to his divine will, then the mysteries of the kingdom is revealed in you, and you now can flow as little gods under the authority of God because of the power and the ability for him to reveal it to you. Now, out of those 66 chapters of Isaiah, you will understand each chapter explains the 66 books of the entire Bible, each chapter encrypted in codes. Now, when you study or have a revelator or a teacher, which they call a master, a teacher, to be able to break it down for you, many of you will be able to understand how to maneuver in all seven continents and the power and authority of translation. You'll be able to move in translation or transcend thought, will, and ability. And that is what the enemy does not want. That's why they give you organization and not let you tap into the organism in you. That's why they give you denomination and you miss moving into the dimensions of God. You have to be able to open up to what God is saying to you in specific detail. So Isaiah opens you up with 66 books, but it's encrypted so you can understand the 66 chapters will let you understand the 66 books. Now, Jeremiah means Yahweh is uplifted and exalted. 52 chapters reveals to you the 52 weeks of the year. Now you're starting to catch it. You can follow me. So that you will be able to understand how each week is designed specifically in detail to let you wake up daily and be loaded with his benefits. Jeremiah allowed you to understand that he daily loaded you with benefits. His benefit is not natural food. His benefit is to be able to reveal to you the secrets, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, that you will be able to operate in a spiritual dimension in the earth realm to be able to defeat every fallen angel, Nephilim, and understand their secrets of what they're doing and the plan. And you will be able to know that in understanding the knowledge of what God wants to reveal to you so that the plan that the enemy has for you, you will know it firsthand. It will be revealed to you firsthand. Everything will be revealed to you firsthand. So you won't be trapped by the system or demonic forces that will keep you bound to religion, tradition, denomination, slavery, and all of the secret societies of the world. You will know more than any of the any secret society that exists, than the noble birthing families of the world. You will know more, and you will have specific details and data that God will reveal to you from a Kairos place, but you'll be able to flow in a Kronos time. You'll be able to move and maneuver in those powerful places. Then Lamentation is set up to allow people to understand that you will go through the process of dealing with grief, sorrow, pain, frustration, disappointment, letdown. But it's not going to last long. Why? Because the word of the Lord God said his anger is only kindled for a short while. He always told the original people, Israel, not Zionists, not any other hidden people. He always told his original people that his anger is only for a short moment, and it doesn't last long. We have to know our position as it relates to what I'm going to reveal to you today. I'm going to share some things with you today, so please share with others. Brace yourself. Put your seatbelt on. You don't get this from a regular religious church. It won't happen like that. They're not equipped to take you into the spiritual dimension. And those who are equipped and for this level, they're a target. They are a target like I am, and they will be able to understand the power of what I'm sharing with you today. All right? So now, Ezekiel, his name means God's strength. His book deals with what we call Son of Man. Son of Man, what he reveals to you is that after Isaiah book opens you up to the codes of the 66th chapter, open you up to the code of the book, then Jeremiah opens you up to reveal to you the weeks of the year. And then Lamentation, which is a book, lets you know that everything that will come down will be a process that you will go through. So you will go through suffering, persecution, trial, tribulation, and the test. But now Ezekiel lets you know once you pass those three dimensions, you will move into what we call Son of Man, Son of God, Son of Man. You will operate in that spiritual dimension to be able to flow and move in a spiritual dimension in the kingdom of God. And you will be able to maneuver in that spiritual dimension without the enemy being able to stop you. But what he can do is delay. Only thing demons can do is delay. They can't stop. They can delay you. And when they delay you, if you become impatient, you will then miss opportunities of destiny, and you will always focus on the problem of damage. Most of us, we're connected to consequences in our life that are causing us to deal with things, that choices we made that cause us to delay destiny to deal with damage, and now we're saved. And we're praying that God take consequences away, which he's not. You will have to deal with consequences in your life. We're all going to deal with the consequences in our life. All right. Now, Ezekiel, look at the prophets. And I'm going to explain how each of these prophets understood the power of how their calling, each person must know their calling. The critical time that we're in for believers, we must know our calling over our gifting. We need to know our calling. The gift comes without repentance. So you don't have to do anything, but you come into a maturity to understand your gift. But your gift can take you to places where your character can't keep you. Your calling opens you up to to the mysteries of the authority of your research, science, to be able to understand how hemispheres operate. You'll be able to move and understand the power of what's in you. The call of God is very powerful to men and women of God. He will give you the authority and the power to move and maneuver in those areas of your life. That's what he called gift and calling come without repentance. Your gift is a very powerful thing, but your calling is even more strategic, because when you know how to hear from God specifically in detail, no one can manipulate you by giving you a title when you have the secrets of every plan on the earth that God wants to give to you. You have all of the things innate inside you, and no one can take that away from you, period, because of the level of your ministry and the depth of God. Now, Daniel, the book of Daniel is very powerful too. And the reason why that book, it means that Daniel means God is judge or judgment of God. Daniel understood his position, especially in a time of bondage or bound. He was a governmental prophet. Daniel proved to those believers and proved to the world or those of his kind that he would not eat of the Babylonian system and the things that came from Babylon or their world, the world systems of Babylon. He never ate. Even when the king requested that he eat of their meat so that he would be trained specifically in detail of the Babylonian system so that they can control him. When you read his book, you'll find the power and the ability that Daniel had. It was impeccable, so he would be able to maneuver in spiritual dimensions far greater than those who ate or were given a shot or were given pills or was trained in their mind to follow the system. You have to get past systematic theology, systemicism that's been operate through science, research, study, Egyptiology of man, to be able to understand the translation of what God wants you to know about him to the specific details. Now, what I'm sharing today is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. So what I'm sharing today is for everybody, but everybody will not get it because their encrypted codes or their DNA has been tainted, contaminated, shifted, hindered, delayed, or they compromised by dialing to a system that now they have given their rights to in the earth realm to be controlled by the magnetic forces of demonic spirits. And they only can obey that realm that they made a covenant with. When you make a covenant with a system, a Babylonian system, ancient system, Nimrod system, you must honor that because it's called a sacrifice or blood sacrifice. You wouldn't make covenant with those people. And many of us, family members and relatives, they made covenant with those organizations for power, authority, prestige, money, wealth, and you name the list that goes on. And many of us don't know why in our genealogy we're struggling, some are fighting and battling because they made covenants or somebody made a covenant with you down the road and you're trying to figure out why am I struggling in this, why am I having a difficult time in this area because of the covenant that was made before you were born. And since those covenants were made, you have to now denounce those ancient covenants or deities, bloodlines made a covenant to concerning the future of that family. All right. Now, let me take you to the book of Daniel, and let's understand what's going on. Many of you, I want you to know that 2023 year is going to be a year that the enemy planned for many people. 2023 year, I perceive the believers have to fast, they're going to have to pray, and they're going to have to praise God through 2023. For the world wants to clone you. The world wants to copy. The world wants to purge you. The world wants you to become part of their organism and control. They want to rule over you. That's why some of my colleagues who reached out to me concerning a major billionaire and what that billionaire is trying to do with the brain and the mind of the people. I can't respond. I couldn't respond then. I have the information because I am in this season that I am. I have to be very careful with my word system and who I say things concerning, but it's okay to tell the truth so that you will know what you're going to be up against and what has already been released from 2000. Actually, it started in 2093. It started in that time. And for some, way years before that, they knew the time we were going to be in. So they prepared you for this. That's why you have to understand the electric cars that they want you to drive, because the magnetic forces in the electric car that drive will be the magnetic forces that you will have in the brain chip, and they can dictate you and maneuver you. That's why he started the research with the cars, electric cars, and now he's taking it to another level, what they call at their experiment. So their job is to experiment, clone, copy, and then purge you, because they want you to become part of that. And for many of us, most of the movies you already were watching years ago was preparing you for this industry of where you will become, and you will follow, and you will connect yourself to. Let's move into Daniel. Now, here's where it's important in the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, chapter number one, the book of Daniel, here's what he said. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with parts of the vessels of the house of God, parts of the vessel of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. Their deity and our God, they wanted to merge you to their God. Vessel, you are a vessel. Now listen to this. And he brought the vessels into the treasury of the house of his God. And the king spake to Aspenaz, the master of the eunuch, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, the original bloodline, the original children, and of the king's seed, the chip, to implant it, the seed in them, and of the princes, and the children whom was what? No blemish, but favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understood science, and such had ability in them, they can stand in the king's palace. in whom they might teach to learn of the tongue of the Chaldean. They, the astrology, and the king appointed them daily provision of the king's meat, daily provision of the things you will follow, and you will be following those things, and you will follow them exactly to the detail. Now, let's move right down to verse number 6 and let's finish verse number 5 out. And the king appointed them daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the children of Judah. Judah means praise, the tribe of Judah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuch gave name, and he gave him unto Daniel the name Belshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, Meshach, Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart, that he would not defile himself with the portion of the meat. There are many of us who refuse to defile ourselves with the ancient Babylonian system, ways, things, meat, for training and ways. His purpose in his heart that he would not go down that route, so that he will operate in a spiritual dimension where he will have power and authority and access to eternity. They want access to you so that they will have power from what's in you to control you, to manipulate you, to clone you, to experiment with you, to purge you into who they want you to be for them. And when they do that, they have power and authority over all of the encrypted codes that are in you, or the DNA of who you are in God, into the original data of where you are, specifically in detail. So the assignment of the enemy is to change the DNA of the cellular or the brain so that they can control you, your generation, your bloodline, your seed, your power, to where you're going and what you're going to release in the earth realm. They know that this time in the earth realm is about the heirs to the genealogy of what was supposed to be years ago. They already know that. They study that. They study specific details of you. And that's why what you have experienced and you watched and you saw in 2019, 2020, 2021, and even 2022 is the experimental frequencies that they're trying to control you and control eternity in you, so that they can keep you with internal conflict battling you, and you'll never come into the power of who you are to be able to rule and reign and become heirs to what God says you will be and you will become. You're in a powerful position. So 2023 will be a year that they will do the highest level of intensified experimenting on you, cloning you, copying you, so that they can do what they need to do to control every part of those who are heirs to the original thing. Let's take it to the scrolls to be able to understand what they do. If you never know who you are or never know your history, you're bound to repeat it. Everybody in the world knows that society play on religion. They play on religion. They master the religious system. And they master the religious system because they know spiritual people have power
to know, understand, ascertain the creativity of the presence of God in every area. They know that. And when they know that where you're going, there's a legacy that belongs to you, and no one can handle it or take it. That's why you're watching the throne. There's no queen on the throne, period. It's an empty space. There's a king, but he doesn't control anything. What, keep your eyes focused in the next several months of what's getting ready to transpire in the Vatican City, because it's under tremendous, I call it the investigation spirit realm. The royal family, it's in chaotic atmospheric things. The government, our government, we're watching what's going on right now as it relates to our government. And everything that's being done, they're positioning the melanated people in position, but they want to control them in that position. If we decided to step back, and all of us step back and let the European people have control, it would be a cataclysmic, chaotic time. So they know that they have to position people that they can control in those positions, so that they can do what? They can use that. They know that you're heirs to that area, but we can control what you're heirs to. But how many know that it will not happen, period? It will not happen, period. That's why you're looking at the Democratic Party. Their first time they elected a chair over the Democratic Party and the minority since the Congress, the black male. Look at that. You see that? Look at what's getting ready to happen in the Vatican City. Look what's getting ready to happen in all of those countries around the world. Everything is coming into alignment. Matter of fact, let me put it like that. All seven continents is in alignment with the divine things of God. The people that's supposed to be in those positions, they're fighting with tooth, nail, and all their power to stop it from getting into that place of divine alignment. They don't want it to happen, period. So they're investing in everything that they can do to stop, destroy, foil, hinder, and break the very power and authority to rule and reign in that spiritual dimension and have the power to maneuver that that area. That's why you looking at everything that's happened is fraudulent, is fraud. Everything was done. And the people that they use, they're using us. Their master manipulation is those that are not educated in our culture, and those who are educated in our culture who have been controlled are following the system, because all that they are is systematic people, and they're not in your best interest or mine. Let me move on that. Let me take you to this place and allow you to see all of the details of what is in place here and the traps that are being set, so that you will be part of the wake up. You will be part of the wake up of what's going on. Now, let's go. I just explained to you Daniel's position of how Daniel was able to operate in chapter number one. Chapter number one opens you up to understand that the book of Daniel, chapter number one, was not about a fast. Daniel chapter 1 is not about a 21-day fast. Daniel book is about a lifestyle that he was able to flow and operate in a spiritual dimension. And he was able to maneuver in that dimension that was far greater than those of his kind or his sort, as they said in the word. The word of God said it. That's why when they did what they did to Daniel, he was, what, 10 times greater than those of his kind and those of his sort. So that what? When Daniel was able to come up, when Daniel was able to present himself in the presence of the king, he was brilliant. His countenance, his aura, his stature was powerful. He didn't come with ebonics. He came with dynamics of the phenomena of God in him. So when he spoke, he was able to interpret dreams and visions. He was able to tap into spiritual realm. He knew exactly the details to be able to prove to the king all of what was coming. But the enemy who have fooled many of us and trapped us in the abyss of their DNA shifting now has manipulated. So 2023 will be a year that you will see many people that will be like walking dead. As we're ending the year, you're looking at a lot of people who have been controlled by systems of the world and dominated by these spiritual dimensions. That's why if many of you will see many people, because they're not even talking about the number of people that are committing suicide, number of people that they have infiltrated. They infiltrated them. And the experimenting that's going on in the world right now concerning many things in government. They're experimenting on many of the people now. These experiments didn't start today. These experiments started years ago. They just understood that what was going to happen, it had to happen 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, and especially 2023 and 2024 year. 2023 to 2024 year. It's pivotal to understand the wealth phenomena. And when I say wealth phenomena, I'm not talking about money. That's riches. Wealth phenomena is the knowledge and the power to tap into all hemispheres, be able to tap into all elemental things, and you'll be able to become elemental people. You'll control the elements. Daniel was able to control elements. Elijah was able to control elements. You will be able to dominate. The elements are in revolt now. That's why you hear people talk about climate control. They're trying to dictate climate. Do human body. You have power to control the climate. You have the power to control elements. Your very body can walk in cities and towns and nations, and you can flow in the spiritual dimension. And demons have to behave. Elements have to behave. The animal kingdom have to behave because you have a dominion cryptic code in you. And many of you, you'll let your flesh rule your reigning realm and your spirit. So you can never get to that dimension where you open up to understand what's inside you and the power that you have over anything in the earth realm. You can move and flow, and the animal kingdom respond to your DNA because they know that you are dominionated people. You have dominion inside you that are far greater than any realm. That's why people can't kill you before time. A virus can't kill you. Do you know during this pandemic, I have been so successful more. The pandemic was the greatest opportunity of my life. It was the greatest opportunity. I've succeeded more in the darkest of the time because I've been a light to the time. You have to know where you are. And that is why when you operate in this dimension, you have power. No one can take your life. Jesus said, they can't take my life unless I give it up because of the dimension you're in. That's why you have Elon Musk. Look at his face. Look at his face. If you even see his face, you already see the dimensions in his face. Look at Bill Gates, the dimension in his face. Look at these people. You see them? All of the people that were sent in 2021. Let me tell you something. All of the stuff that was sent against me by my own and spirits that put their mouths on me, that said stuff about me, they can't. They don't even have the power. That's why they got to line up. People got to line up now. They can't do nothing. If they, that made it be, thank God I didn't open my mouth and speak certain things, they wouldn't even be here. But because of who I am and the position I am in the kingdom, you have to know who you are in the kingdom and the power from which you carry in that spiritual realm. You can't kill somebody that carries the DNA. I can't die. I transcend myself. This guy, this me, I can live forever because I transcend myself. The power to be, to understand that dimension. Some of you rule by pulpits, rule by people. People tell you where to go, where to do, because you don't understand the power for which you have, like Daniel did. Daniel knew his enemy was setting him up. And when they threw him in the lion den, the animal kingdom obeyed him. He went inside. Not one of the lions took him out. Then when the enemy went in, the lion kingdom ate them up. Why? Because that's a spiritual dimension. And that's why 2023, the experiment began. Do you know many of these major murders that's going on in the world? The government incites those. They have used experimenting people, and I can go on record. There are certain things. That's why you see certain people that go into certain places, and they take out many people because they already incited events, and they gave them the pill. They gave them the shot, and they control them. So they send them in there, and what they do is take out people. It's already, and then they make them commit suicide themselves so they don't have records, and they wipe it away. You ain't seen nothing yet. Your frequency, many of you, frequency. Now, let me reveal this to you so you can understand this. For some of you can understand it. Many of you, God is showing you like double numbers. Like he might show you 222, 444, 111, 911, all of these numbers. Let me share this with you. Those numbers are what we call, let me take you to this so you can understand. So you can really have a clear understanding of frequencies, okay? Now, you got to follow me for this one, because many of you, where you're going, you'll be able to understand your frequency, because in your frequency is dominated by being able to know your frequency, your ability to move in the physics, and to be able to understand your sound, the science of sound. Now, here's where most people who are worship leaders, praisers, prophetic people, your dimension is very pivotal to your life. That's why perverse spirits attack you. Let me give you an example of the number 444. 444 is the highest level of healing in what we call a gigahertz. That's the highest level. They studied it. And they changed those dimension numbers and sound around the world. Adolf Hitler understood sound. Caesar understood sound. Royal people understood sound. And when you operate, when you see the number 444, that means you're at the highest peak of knowledge of healing. You can open your mouth and miracle happen. That's the highest level. If you tap into those dimensions, you'll know the power you flow in. That's why when those numbers start showing up, your mind start being attacked after you forget those numbers. Because in those spiritual dimensions, you're able to operate in frequency and current to open up units of things in the earth realm. You're at the highest peak of knowledge, of sound. Your sound is at the highest peak of knowledge. That's why when you see 911, you're at a frequency of sound emergency. You're at an urgency of sound. Some of you, if you tap into that spiritual dimension and you see those numbers, you can start writing. You can, eternity give you data. You'll write like a computer. You'll be write data. You'll be moving like a database. God will reveal to you encrypted code, knowledge of stuff, stuff that haven't even been talked about by human in the earth realm because of the level of your frequency and your ability to move in that spiritual dimension. The rate of sound, something that moves, that occurs, that flows, to be able to move you into that spiritual dimension. You will be able to flow into a realm you never even imagined. That's why the enemy keeps you distracted. He keeps us all distracted. That's why they gave everybody cell phones so they can distract you. And most of you who understand how to move in that realm, you're very powerful. That's why you deal with so many perverted things. You're very powerful, but you deal with perversion. Am I right? Some of you understand. And it's so interesting how some of us are so powerful, we allow perverted people to sleep with us, perverted people to mess with us, because they're using your power, and they're making you feel bad. Am I teaching today? Can I take you out somewhere? All of the power you have inside of you, they're using your power and then telling you you're nothing. But they're taking your power from you. Oh, good God Almighty. You got all of this power inside you. You can transcend the world. And they're telling you, and they got you chasing them, when really they're chasing you because they want more of your power. They don't talk about this in the church because they try to hide this stuff and lie. That's why you got a lot of people on the down low, hiding. I'm revealing to you the knowledge of where you're going to be. So when you open up, when you wake up in the morning of January 1st, 2023, you're going to see a lot of things shocking the governmental world. There's going to be so many things released to you. Your body will call Earth. You have the power to move and maneuver in those spiritual dimensions, and nothing can stop you. That's why they wanna. That's why they sitting these Eli Musk out. Just listen to the name Eli Musk. All of this stuff that's happening in the world. There's nothing new about what they're doing. Look at the dimension you're in and the power you're carrying. And most of you, you're gonna end this year, so be very careful. Because this month is a heavy month of suicide, oppression, depression. You will be misunderstood. Many of you will be fought to the limit because they're trying to pull you. They're trying to pull the power from you under the grid. You're at a critical place, the dimension of gigahertz in you, in the place, in the power for which you are. So don't feel like it has something to do with you. No, it's a frequency. And everybody write this down. Monitoring spirit. I was at the airport. They have monitoring spirits in human body following. Monitoring. I picked them up. Matter of fact, I can tell you, I picked up this man who was monitoring. I turned my synergy in me. Knew the spirit realm. I'm going to use the word spirit realm. The spirit realm picked him up. I turned around. He's sitting there cracking up laughing, looking at me laughing, and then he just turned and walked away. See? Because he didn't have the power. Then I watched him as he moved. It's like he disappeared because he was in his own little matrix. And I could pick him up. I could see every move he made. And some of you, you can see people, and the enemy will fool you and say, oh, you're not seeing it. No, you see it. Because you have the power to tap into that dimension, and you're watching. You're looking at human people, but you're looking inside of them and seeing another spirit, and you're just sitting there amazed. And guess what? They're walking around with titles. They're walking around with all this power, and they don't have anything. And they get connected to you, and they use your resource. They're trying to pull on you. and use what you have inside you. Do you remember in the Word of God, in the book of Samuel, chapter 16, the day God told Samuel, I rejected Saul from reigning over Israel, reigning over promise. Immediately, God raised up a leader. So for most of us, 2023 would be the year, or this was the year for your enemy to train you. 23 is the year for God to promote you. He will promote you from the mysterious of him. That means your genealogy will take root. Some of you, your self-esteem has hindered you so bad that you, your success, you will be, so many of you will be so successful, but the enemy brought you back to the exact DNA of what you failed before, and you backtrack. That's why I told the people this. Listen to this, man of God. You have to know, go big or don't go at all. You have to go big or don't go at all. Whatever you do, you better go big with it because it's there. Go big or don't go at all. Number one, I'm going to share this with you. When you're going big, the enemy would attack you with this. Your flesh will tell you you're scared. When you're getting ready to go big, it's your flesh saying, I'm scared. And the reason your flesh is saying you're scared, because your flesh is trying to deal with it from money. God is trying to deal with it from the presence of wealth decrypted inside you. You have the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. I give you power to get wealth. It's inside you. Everything is in you. If I would tell you over the last 2 to 3 years, the wealth, the riches that I turned down because of the knowledge that I have in me, that people wanted to meet me and use my knowledge like Daniel. Look what Daniel did. Daniel interpreted the dream, and the king decided to give him royal stuff. He said, keep it. I don't want that. I don't want nothing of an accursed connected to a cure. God Almighty. Whoa. You never connect to anybody that gives you. You are cure, and they want to give you cursed stuff to wear to prove to you that I don't want cursed stuff to be in a tear light. You carry the power inside you far greater than anything you can imagine. Number two, go big or don't go at all. His flesh says you, let me put my glasses on so you can follow me. His flesh says you've done this in your past and you failed, so don't do it again. So many of you, your vision and where God is taking you, he said, do it again. But your flesh told you you failed, so don't do it anymore. Because you don't believe you can do it or succeed above the measure. You don't believe you can tap into. Because you're afraid. Well, I've been here before and I didn't succeed. That was because you were at a place of immaturity. Let me say this to many of you right now. Many of you at this very point in your life, this very moment, you were born for this age. You were made for this dispensation. There were no other time in history of your life you was not made for. If you were doing what you're doing now 10 years ago, it would have been too soon. You would have messed up. If you try to do it down the road 10 years, it would not happen. It'll be too late. You're the spiritual dimension of right now. Everything in this dimension must count in 2023. Some of you, you will no longer work ever again for a secular world. They will work for you. Some of you will have contracts. Some of you will have money sent to you. Some of you will operate in companies you worked for years. You will now own corporations. You will be the CEO. You will be the chief executive officer. You will be the mainframe. You are the mainframe of the world. You are the database. The mainframe is the key that keeps everything together. And you're looking at your flesh and money to determine you. Your credit report is all about what man says to you about your background check. Do you know your DNA says you're heirs to everything? Many people are following a credit report instead of what you're heirs to have power and dominion over everything. You have the power and the dominion. People don't. Do you know the noble birthing ram? They don't even go on. Their information is not even on a credit report system. Because you're in a spiritual dimension in the earth realm. You got power and above the greatest things in the world. Go big or don't go at all. Your flesh is saying you're scared. It's flesh saying you've done it before, so you fail. Don't do it again. And the uncommon will be the common for your big. The uncommon will be the common for your big. Do you know most of you, if some of you right now today, with the job you have, if you look at a mansion, you'll say the first thing you do, you will speak these very words. Now listen to this, Dr. Condra Banks. Listen to this, woman of God, powerful kingdom leader. You will tell yourself, and I'm not saying you per se, but I want everybody to hear this. You would tell yourself that if this mansion, I can't afford it. So what you told the gene in you, you told the gene inside you that it's not worthy to operate in that dimension. So here's what you said. If I told everybody to open up their, go to a picture of a mansion and say you can live in it, most of you would be scared. But if I take you to the word of God in the book. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Let me bless you all. Y'all ready for this? Watch this. Let me bless you all. Everybody turn with me to the word of God in the book of John chapter 14. I'm going to show you how many of you can live in a mansion by the end of this month and going into 2023. Hands down. If I can guarantee you, I promise you, if you're not afraid, you can have that. You can have that if you want. Follow me. Now, if many of you right now look at a mansion in a picture, you will look at everything, Sabrina Daniel, you would like, whoa, that's nice. I can't afford it. What you told the gene in you, the neural in you, the brain cell in you, that you cannot open me up to the substratum of knowledge. So that gene, what you did is your gene now hears what your flesh told it. And you respond to thoughts of your brain. And you're now closing the earth realm, the universe in the heart. Because you know heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T. Earth has an ear. You have shut down the dimensions to rule and reign over that spiritual dimension. Because you chose to allow finances or money to control the riches and the wealth inside you. But most of you would do this, Sister Latanya. Most of you will go to John chapter 14, and he said, let not your heart be troubled. Heart, ear. Let not your heart, ear, be troubled. He said, believe in God, believe ye also in me. In your father's house are many what? Mansions. So you can have a mansion. And what that means now is that when you hear the word mansion in the Greek, it means a space or a place. You can have a dimension in your brain that can take you into many realms. And guess what? Most of you today, listen to me today. There's no such thing as a final offer with your anointing. Listen to me. There is no such thing as there's a final offer with your anointing. You have the power, Jerome Deal Jr., you have the power to compromise because you have the power to control. There's no such thing as that's the final price. I will not accept anything less. The devil is a lie. If a person tell you that, walk away. Why? Because they realize and recognize the power of the dimension for which you operate in. You control the offers in the earth realm, in the world. You carry the power in that dimension. You handle. No one can handle you. Oh, that's the final offer. We can't take less for that car. Oh, yes, you can. We can't take less for that house. Oh, yes, you can. I am the lender. You're the borrower. You need what's in me. In my mouth, I carry dimensions of sound and frequency and megahertz in the spiritual dimension. No one can stop when I speak and open my mouth because I release the power of the presence. I rule principality. I rule power. I rule demonic spirits in high places because my sound control frequency, my rhythm control the earth realm. I dominate that dimension. No one can stop that when you operate under the presence and the power of Elohim, God's presence and God's pipe, the power inside you. So when I read, in my father's house are many mansions, I can have any space or place I desire if I want it. The question is, do you want to go big? Because you ain't going to go at all. Right now, there's a dimension that's needed for you. You need miracles, signs, and wonders. You don't get miracles, signs, and wonders, and fear, and with people that are connected with you, because their rhythmic shift is not connected to your dimension in that spiritual realm. How you going to walk around a building and claim that house is yours? And me, I go up to the door and knock. What are you offering? Do you know I told a family when I knocked on the door, they said, talk to the realtor. And you know I said to them, why talk to the realtor when I can give you the money and pick the realtor out of the deal? And we can negotiate. You ain't got to give them nothing. I'm here to ask you. This is your property. You know, the man told me, come on in my house, sir. You sound like a real businessman. I'm a prophet of the Lord. Why? Because when you show up with a presence and power. Now you can negotiate. I don't need to give 6% to anybody, 5%, and I'm not stopping realtors and investors. I'm showing you the power that you can walk in. You mean to tell me that car been sitting on the car lot for 5 weeks and 6 weeks? Do you know corporate CEOs and investors know between 15 and 30 days that if they can't sell a car, they get rid of it? You have the power to go inside. I looked at I ain't going to tell y'all that because I don't want everybody to get upset because, you know, you still got haters that try to watch you. But I don't care anyway. I looked at a Maybach truck. Told the man, that's it. They had it in the back, all the way in the back. Looked at it. He said, we haven't even brought it on the showroom floor. No one even knows it's here. He said, I don't know why I told you that. I said, I know why you told me that. You're looking at me. He said, yeah. Looked at the Maybach truck. Listen to me. When you tap into a spiritual dimension, when you look at a person that's broken in a wheelchair, you know what the enemy does to most of us? He opens up pity and he shuts your presence down. So when you see a person in a wheelchair, your mind, your brain open up pity. When I see him in a wheelchair, I go into a presence because the presence gives you power to get him up out of the wheelchair. When you see people begging for things, you take them into a presence. That's why in the Word of God, in the book of Acts, what did they say in the book of Acts? He said what? Silver and gold have I none. Such as I have. I have a presence to take you into getting up. What did a man ask for alms? Alms means gift. You have power to open up that spiritual dimension that people can have anything they want in the world. You can flow into that spiritual realm, and things will begin to manifest itself for you. When people say to me, man, on a Sunday morning, 7:35, this is my church right here. Listen to Prophet Matthew. This is my full church. This is what I get all day. Well, bless the Lord. I thank you for it. The spiritual realm is open. That's why you see all of these demonic forces coming on the scene telling you what they're going to do, telling you their plan, telling you their strategy. And do you see any leader refuting it? No, because they've been cloned themselves already. You have the uncommon will be the common for your big. Your big. Here's what he said in the word of the Lord God. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In you. Great. Go big or don't go at all. People who connect with me, go big. People who with me, go big. We're going big. It's the big now. Everything is being released. It's the big. Do you know the United States ended the year not in a recession? It is in. Do you know they didn't end this year in financial woe? Do you know they got billions of dollars earmarked? They didn't go into a recession. They have more money there. They're giving it away. Do you know they're giving it away? I told many of you in 2019, write a book. Some of you are going to be successful in 2023. Get that CD going. You're going to be successful. You know why? Because all of the arenas are being shot to death. Let me explain something to you. Every arena, when God gave specific details to Samuel, I have rejected Saul from reigning over Israel. Listen to this, Sabrina. Listen to this, Wanda. Listen to this, Elder. Listen to this, Debbie Ward. Bless you on today, coming on to join us. Listen to this. I want everybody to hear this. All that's on major stages are counterfeit. They're sound. In this year, 2022, in October, all major arenas where they were doing big concerts, they canceled the frequency. Why? Because the realm had been shut down. That's why they're spending more invested in the underworld. There's another world under the sea. That's why they had the new movie coming out. That's why they did it in Wakanda. There was another world. There's a realm, the marine realm. Queen Elizabeth, who ruled that realm, she doesn't control it no more. The money system, she doesn't control it no more. She doesn't have the power any longer. She ruled the Caribbean Sea. She doesn't have that power. She's no longer here. She ruled the islands with the money. She's no longer here. She ruled the currency of United Kingdom. She's no longer here. That dimension is open, and no one can rule it. Why? Because after 70 years in Babylon, they have no power. There's a return to the place, the space now. And many of you are scared to make a move because you're in religious institutional world system. You're carrying encrypted dimensions inside you. You have power and ability. You can move in places you never imagine. Because there's a dimension you're in right now. You can have whatever you want. That's why many people are still focused on coronavirus. They gave you the beer 27 years ago. They gave you a city 15 years ago. They gave you the virus 3 years ago. And they sold you a crown that's encrypted with a code that have all the answers to everything around the world. You have the power. And then they covered you and smeared you. That's why you see all of these people post-traumatic stress military people. They put those things in those military people. That's why they go around and use them and send them in these military hospitals, and then they send them out and incite events right in your area. And that's when you go into those neighborhoods and you see other people acting up, because the code inside you, the encrypted code inside you, is causing other people's body to react to your body. That's why they gave some people the shot, and then your body is connected to their body, and now things are happening, and everything is exploding. You ain't seen suicidal. You ain't seen suicide. You ain't seen purge. You ain't seen the experiment. They gave you a sample. Now you're getting ready to see the real deal. But you cannot heal something that has the power to heal it. The presence of where you're at in this dispensation of where you are. The power, number one, go big or don't go at all. That's under that. The experiment that they don't want you to know. All of these experiments that they're using now, they used them on you. They didn't want you to know that. Now it's all coming out. It's called Center for Demon Control. Center for Disease Control. Center for Demon Control. Rural Hell Organization, not Rural Health Organization. Food and Drug Administration. Food, they give you the food. You need drugs, and they administer it. Food and Drug Administration. They give you the food. You need drugs now, and they administer it to you. Food and Drug Administration. That's what they called it. They gave you what you wanted. They created it. And you have the power and the ability to stop it. Where you're going is far greater than where you've been. You're in it. That's why you see right now what's about to hit these two political parties and the world. And you have to know what's getting ready to transpire. February, March, April of 2023. You're in a powerful place. And everything is being lied. The experiment they didn't want you to know. Look at the water systems over in Houston, Texas. Look at the water systems over in other cities. The plan. They did it in Flint. They did it in other cities. That was in two other cities. You have to know where you are at right now and the power that you have inside of you. You prophetic people, prophets, all of you prophets, take care of your health. All of you apostles, take care of your health. Evangelists, pastors, and teachers, take care of your health. It's going to be very critical in your next move. There will be a lot of people leaving off the scene because of pre-existing condition and health issues. You have to take care of yourself. Your mental capacity is greatly needed in this next year. The next 5 years, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, the next 5 years, the wealth, the riches, the dimensions, the level will be unthinkable, unmeasurable of what we're watching. And you have to understand what's about to befall the people. And you have to know that what's about to befall you will be greater than any fall you ever had. You want me to say that again? What's about to befall us will be greater than any other fall you ever had. I'm going to repeat this one more time and somebody write this down. You can put it on your Facebook page. What's about to befall us will be greater than any fall you have ever experienced in your life. The enemy is invested in how you fail. God is invested in how you got up. You want me to say that one more time? The enemy is invested in how you fail. God is invested in how you can get up. And many of you stop going to the place where you fail at because you're part of Satan's investment. God is invested in how you got up out of it. The power that's inside you is far greater than anything that you could ever imagine. Move from that dimension where the enemy is creating seances in your mind about what you done did. Your God investment now in the earth realm. Stop wallowing over Satan investment of what, how you fail. God is investing in how you get up. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling. And if a man fall down seven times, get back up. Your fall was a repo notice. Your getting up is now possession time. Because you're in a powerful time in your life. Nothing can stop the unstoppable. And where you're going right now, you ain't seen nothing yet. What's getting ready to befall you in this dispensation of time? You're the move in the land. Some of you, you will be on the world, listen to this. Some of you, in 2023, you'll receive awards that are unprecedented. Awards that you never thought you would be asked. You will receive them. You will. Some of you will get stellar. Some of you have Grammys. Some of you will be on stages, Black Music Awards. Some of you will be in places you didn't never think you can go. You're going to be asked. You're going to be summoned. You will be summoned to go to places. You will be summoned to travel. You'll be summoned to go into these places because nothing will happen until you show up. You're in that place now. In this dispensation, no other time. My covenant partners, those who are partners with me, I prophesy into your life. I decree and declare your success, Rachel, will be far greater than your fail life. Your success, Rachel, will be far greater than you ever have experienced. I prophesy. You will move, you will live, you will step out, you will have, you will develop, you will own, you will rise to the occasion. I prophesy to my virtue members, you will operate in promotion. Your life will promote you. Your money will bless you. You want me to write that down? Somebody write that down. Your life will promote you. Your money will bless you. Kramba, levetisha da da bohosata. Somebody write that down. One after I move it in the dimension, I got to remember this stuff myself. Your life will promote you. Your money will bless you. Kidaban, go set that by seke. There's power given to you now. Shabbat. I release it over some of you right now. I release it now. Stuff that's been held down, heirs to your generational bloodline, will be given to you. It was past your mother, father, and parent. You will get. You ain't going to get a mule and 40 acres of land. You'll get your own investment. Your life will promote you. Your money will bless you. Somebody asked me, pray for my finances. No, I pray that you know what I pray for? Look what somebody told me, Joseph James, Father Matthew, I need you to pray for my finances. I don't pray for finances. I pray that you would know how to use your money wisely. You can't pray for something you already have. Pray for finances. No, I pray for a miracle in you to be able to stop shopping and buying all this stuff, and now you in debt. Are you following me? There's a dimension you had to tap into. Oh, I need people to be praying for my finance. No, I pray that you put a budget together and you budget your money based upon your income so you can control your outcome. That's where you are at. You want me to pray for something? There's a dimension that you can tap into to have whatever you want. Money will never be a problem. Riches will never be a problem. Wealth is the issue. Because where wealth is, ideas, ideology is. To move into that, tap into that brain, tap into that gene, and watch the power of what you have. You know what I asked God to do for me? Some of y'all went to my Facebook page, y'all saw the pictures I took. I asked God, Jerome, to reverse time for me. Go inside, God, and I spoke to my sales system, reverse time for me. I'm 55. God, reverse time for me. Take time back. Sherry De La Cruz, I ask God to reverse time for me. You know, I get up every morning. I do 3.5 miles per day. You know how you tap into a dimension? You call those things that be not. How did that Isaiah, God tell Isaiah, and he says to Isaiah, tell King Hezekiah he's going to, he died, and then go back and tell him, I'm giving him 15 years. What he did? He reversed time. He gave him 15 years. He turned the sundial back. He went into a dimension and turned the sundial back. What did he? He turned it down. He turned it back 15 times. You can turn back. Your genes inside, look at the power you have, the flow and the spiritual dimension that you have. How do I jump and shout and flow and operate in the spiritual dimension? Because I don't live by what I see. I live by what I hear. You move in that spiritual dimension. There's strength that you can have far greater than any other strength. That's why the giants were able to maneuver in the land. Am I prophesying to some of you? Am I sharing with some of you? You should eat food and you feel drained. You should be eating food and feel strong and powerful to move into that dimension in your life, to move into that powerful presence of who you're going to be. Am I blessing somebody today? The sound should never call you to digress. Sound should call you to progress to the next level of where you're going in your life. An oppressed man have let somebody repossess their thoughts. Write that down. An oppressed man have and woman have let somebody repossess their thoughts. When you're an oppressor, think about who you let repossess your thoughts. So, Alexis, when you go through oppression, who did you let repossess your greatness? Who did you let have access to the greatness of you? Who did you let commune with you? to be able to move in that spiritual dimension with power and authority. Mande be kase de ibesa. Rosate menti kando. Hosiada. Be able to move in that spiritual dimension. A miracle, sight, and wonder. Shalabahote be kando. All of those things be able to move you into a spiritual dimension. Let me stop right here. Let me stop right here. Did y'all get those points? The experiment that they don't want you to know. I was going to take you to Jeremiah. We'll have to pick this up at a later time. But when he told Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you. Formula. They want to give you their formula. And then they deform you so you can conform to them. When you have the formula of God, what did he say? You go in, you root up, you pluck up, you tear down, you build up, you establish. That's the power to understand the formula. Ruling in that realm and not letting the realm wrap you around and control you. There's a dimension for which you're operating in to understand who you are. Somebody's taking those notes that I gave you, those thoughts. Those are prophetic things that come off the top of my head that I can share. Thank you, one of my covenant partners and leaders. Thank you for keeping that information. Write those down and send them to me. Thank you. Hold those notes for me and send it to me. We appreciate that. To move in that spiritual dimension, there's a place that God is trying to take you. I got to speak to my sister Debbie. This is a year you got to end it, not scared. You got to step out, woman of God. It's a powerful time. Powerful things are happening. There's a powerful thing that's happening right now. All right, many of you, I'm going to end on this. I want to see you New Year's. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to see you. Our theme for the New Year is go big or don't go at all. It's going to be a powerful time. It's going to be different than the way we had it. You're going to be blessed like never before. I want to do this real quickly. I want to give everybody an opportunity to sow into what we call a first fruit seed. This is the first fruit seed. Now, those of you who are listening and said, Prophet Matthew, I will sow $100 into a first fruit seed to you. This is a personal seed because there's an anointing, I believe, on my life for this first fruit seed. You want to sow into this. And I'm believing prophetically for you, man of God, woman of God. You're sowing into this first fruit seed. We already in the Jewish New Year. You're in it already. You're going to step out. I'm believing God for those who will stand and say, I'm sowing into this first fruit seed. I believe and know that this is the one that I'm hearing clearly from the spiritual dimension. Go big or don't go at all. There's something that's powerful God is doing right now. You can do it via Cash App and Money Sand, RFPIN. You can connect with it at Zelle. We restore you, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can go over to our website right now, werestoreyou.org. You want to come to our church and do it at 231 East 146th Street. Harvey, Illinois, 60426. We just completed 19 years. We started Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry 19 years ago on December the 2nd. We're in a position right now. We're still here. You got to go viral in the virus now. This is your time, Dr. Condra. This is your time, Banks, this is your time, McLeod, Sabrina, this is your time to step out. These are giants, Sister Felicia, step out. You're the giants now. You have to do it. You have to do it. All right, those of you who are sowing that seed, let me know on a screen that you're going to do it. I'm sowing Prophet Matthews. I'm sowing into this first fruit one now. I'm sowing into it today. This is that first Sunday. This is the one going into the ending of the year. You're stepping out, Brother Alan Patterson. You're stepping out, Nicole, Wanda. You're stepping out. This is the one here for you, many of you right now. You're stepping out into this one. This is the big Teasley. This is the big Tina Rice. This is the big Tracy Pollard. This is the big Sabrina Williams. This is the big Gwen Marshall. This is the big for many of you right this moment. I'm stepping out, Prophet Matthew. This word, Sister Kenesha Rice, this is your big. There's some things God is doing in you right now. The Lord is speaking to your life right now. There's some things that God is closing out before the end of the month. He's moving, Brother James, on you. He's moving over some of you right this moment. I'm prophesying, Sister Penn. It's the time, Sister Webb. God is doing some things right now. I'm stepping out into this. This is the big. I'm going to sow this first fruit to you. I'm sowing it now. Those who are stepping out, let me know if you're going to sow that first fruit into the ministry. I'm stepping out into it. The decree, the declare. This is yours, Dela Cruz. This is yours, Sister Sab. Everybody knows it. It's happening right now. All right? While you're doing that, Sister Moore, bless you. Do it now. I'm stepping out into this. Sister Lanier, I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out into this. Now, I want to give everybody a personal invitation to join me today in our service. If you're in our area, it's a personal invitation to join us for our new year. If you're not partnering with anybody, I'm giving you a personal invitation to partner with us. If you're not in a church home, you don't have a church home, I'm giving you a personal invitation to become one of our virtual members, to join us, to become part of the family. If I'm personally giving you a personal invitation myself personally. You want me to pastor you? I will do that. You want to covenant with me? I will do that. You want to become a virtual member? I will do that. If you want to be part of what we're going in our ministry, come on and join us. I'm doing that. We're going somewhere. We want you to be part of it. If you want to be part, look, reach out to my office, 877-912-2027. Reach out. Some of you, I'll talk to you personally myself. You want to be partner with us? Come on and do it. We want your partnership. 2020, when I release the information of where we're going around the world, I'm getting ready to release that in the first of the week. Those of you who want to travel in for the New Year's to be with us, come on, join us. It's going to be a powerful time. You will be blessed. I want to see you. I'm telling you. You don't want to end. You don't want to go into 2023 without this impartation. You don't want to walk into the 2023 without that prophetic hand being laid on you, something being opened up to you. I want to see you in the place. I want to personally invite you to be part of what we're doing. I want to personally meet you. I want to personally put a voice with a face with a voice. I want to be the one that personally meets you and connects you. Would you do that? Come join us. Would you do that? If you're in our area, come out today. I want to personally connect with you, personally myself, not my team, not my lead. I want to personally myself say hello to you. Join us. I'm telling you, it's going to be a powerful time. All right? You're doing that partnering seed. You're doing that. You're doing that. You're doing it, man of God. You're doing it, woman of God. Do that now. It'll be a tremendous blessing right now. Do that now. Bless you on today. Those that are listening in from around the world who are connecting with us, those who are in Sierra Leone. We have a ministry in Sierra Leone that's watching us right now in Sierra Leone. They have a giant big screen TV in Sierra Leone. They're watching over 1,000 people right now watching us in Sierra Leone on our big screen TV over there. That's one of our churches. We have 16 churches over there. We have a church over in the Ivory Coast. We have a church over in France. We have men and women of God. We have new people connecting with us from all parts of the world. I'm telling you, over in the United States, here in the United States, we have 8 or 9 churches, part of our partnership. We love you all. Stay connected. I'm telling you. You wish you could be close. You're close right there. A touch of the love, bless you on today. Thank you for connecting with us, Arkansas. Reach out to my administrator. We love to connect with you and be part. Sister Dela Cruz, you need to get connected. I'm telling you, you right over there in Michigan. You right across the border. How many miles are you from me? How many miles? You 270, 60 miles. You need to come on over and connect. You need to get over here. So you need to personally put your book in my hand. You need to get that book. Your book should be in my hand. I should have your book personally. I should personally have your book. I'm promoting all of my sons and daughters, and they promote. I'm telling you, this is our time. You're in it, Jerome. You're in it, people of God. I'm telling you, you're in it. Oh, shout out about that. You're 3 hours away. You sure? I'm telling you. We're in it. This is a powerful time for you. All right? Love you all. Stay connected. Join us in our 11 o'clock service. We'll be going Facebook Live probably about 11:30. Let's do this thing. Let's go big or don't go at all. We're looking to see you all. 2023, you will have it. It's yours. I'm looking to see many of you. Very soon, you'll know our schedule for 2023 and the things we're going to do. We bless you. I love you all immensely. May the Spirit of the Lord God navigate you. And personally, on behalf of our ministry, I love you all. Thank you for allowing me to pastor your purpose, bring you into the mandate. Thank you for partnering with me today. Those of you who are today saying, Prophet Matthew, today, I'm sowing this first fruit seed into you personally. I appreciate you in advance. Love you. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go in his power. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those